This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Take the time for a day and fly away. That is a song called Fall Away from Sugluk. And this is a group that formed in the early 70s as well. And this was a re-release that came out in 2014. They were a rock band from northern Quebec and sang in Inuk and English. And here's an interesting tidbit. Alessipe, who is graced the cover of the Spotify Indigenous playlist a couple of times and is a wonderful artist in her own right, is the niece of one of the members of this group and performed with them when she was really young. Very cool stuff. Edward Bear, before that, with Last Song, they won a Juno Award for this particular track. They were a band that was formed from 1966 to 74, and once they won the Juno for Outstanding Performance of a Vocal Group, it was because of this song, and it is part of the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame called Last Dance. We've got something from Exit. It's a track called Color Nature Gone, and they were a Native American rock and roll group that was from the early 70s as well, as everything that you're hearing today is. But they released some great records, just two, on the Rare Earth label. And Rare Earth is another group that you should definitely check out. Here is Exit with Color Nature Gone, right here on the Jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
That is the soul funk R&B stylings of the Isley Brothers. Certainly influenced by the Impressions, that song has gone on to be sampled by pretty much every genre there is. And you can hear it on commercials, you can hear it everywhere. It's just one of those jams. The Isley Brothers also are credited with being one of those funk bands who took funk into the mainstream. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host. We've got more music coming up. We've got something from Sikkimut, and they are a group that came out in 1976, and their recordings are on CBC North Service Recordings, which I find highly interesting because a lot of the recordings from indigenous people at that time in that area, like Northern Quebec or Northern Ontario, were documented by the CBC. We also have Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, with his song, another tune that turns 50 this year. And she is the first artist to win the Grammy Award for Record of the Year in two consecutive years. She won it for Killing Me Softly, and the year previous to that, The First Time I Ever Did See Your Face. That is Roberta Flack coming up on the show shortly. Let's get things rocking with the originator himself, Link Wray, someone who has influenced everyone from Jimmy Page to The Edge to Jack White. If you check out their documentary, they really heavily talk about Link Wray, an American, Native American guitar player who placed number 45 on the 100 greatest guitar players of all time. Here's Link Wray with Loudy Miss Cloudy on the Jukebox.
Baby, I know it came. drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
seek a mirror, bingo and elemagical. Litany, elon litany, how evil. Seek a mirror, seek a mirror, bingo and elemagical. Seek a mirror, seek a mirror, how evil. How evil.
Big up to jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And
how does it feel together? This is Bird Note. Not all owls live in the deep woods. Many great horned owls make their homes in urban areas. They're able to nest on ledges and platforms in cities, as well as large trees. Though mostly nocturnal, great horned owls are also active early in the morning and just after sunset, offering a chance to see them hunting for rodents and other prey. Look for their distinctive horns, which are really just feather tufts. At night, you might hear their deep, syncopated hoots echoing through the neighborhood. A female and male pair often join in a duet to begin their courtship. It's a nighttime concert like no other. These owls stay with a mate for several years, sometimes their whole lives. Fiercely territorial, they live in the same area year-round, a consistent force in the local ecosystem. City owls are an effective form of pest control, catching rats and mice. Avoiding toxic rodenticides helps make sure that great horned owls and other raptors stay safe while they're hard at work. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
All right, let's go.